these days, Tishas Ayomim, Shabbos Chazoyin, Shavuot Shechalbo, Tisha B'Av, are Yomim Miyuchadim, that the Avoida, specific Avoida, is to be misabel on the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Before one can find Eitzes, look for Eitzes, how to do that properly, you have to be Magdir exactly what is Mativa of this Avelus. What is it supposed to, how are we supposed to feel? What are the emotions and the reactions involved? But they say from Rabbar al-Karlina that Atzvus, even though Atzvus is not an Avera, but Atzvus leads to the most Chomra of Averas. Atzvus becomes Yiyush, and Yiyush, nothing makes a difference, and everything becomes Hefker. So it cannot be that the Matara of being Misabel on the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash is to create a matzah of Atzvus. Atzvus is not a good thing. They wouldn't, Chazal would not be Mechuyev to be Misatzev. So Al Kocha the Taich is different. The Churban, the he being Misabel on the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, is supposed to make us feel a tzar for what we're missing, which will bring us to a tremendous tshuka to have it back. That's what the Avelus and the Churban, the Hargoshas HaChoser of the Beis HaMikdash is meant to create by us a tshuka aza for the Mikdash and for the Shechina coming back Migalusa. So Bayredeke Shtikl Chdusharim, the Mechaber in Arachayim and Simen Aleph says, Roy lechol yirei shamayim, liyos meitzer v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdash. It's appropriate for every yirei shamayim, liyos meitzer v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdash, specifically yirei shamayim. So I learned from the Chdusharim, a Chdusharim in Sefer Aschus and Likutim, I understood from him how he touched it up. A yirei shamayim is roy to be meitzer and doyeg on the churban. That means a Yirei Shamayim who feels the Churban, he's meant to be Meitzar v'doyeg al HaChurban, Meitzar for what happened at the Churban, and doyeg to see what he can do to bring it back. U'mi she'eino Yirei Shamayim, zokt Chdusharim, and isn't Margish the Churban, what should he be Meitzar and doyeg for? Not on the Churban. He should be Meitzar and doyeg al ze gufa, that he isn't Margish the Churban. Because it's a simen, the way the Chiddush HaRim says, it's a simen shehu b'chmi b'chutz. Somebody who is a part of Klal Yisrael, who has this nekuda of Yerushalayim and Hashayches, should feel this feeling of tremendous tzar and this daigo. What can we do without the Beis HaMikdash? We must have it back because we're terrible without it. Someone who isn't a Yerushalayim doesn't have that emotion. But you should. So there you have to be Meitzar and Doyeg. Why don't you have that? To see that you should taka have it. So that's what the Mechaber says. Yerushalayim li Yerushalayim li yis Meitzar v'doyeg al HaChurban. Nishkan Yerushalayim has to be Roy, has to be Yorei to become the Yerushalayim, that he should become sensitive to the Churban and then be able to be Misatzev. Because Chal Kama that he's not, the way the Chiddush HaRim labels it, he's Mibachutz. So he has to be Meitzer and Doyeg, Zok Techdusharim, Achei Rachmei, Hashem Yisborach, Lachnisoi Leklal Yisrael, Vihei Margish Bechesroino, Vesomeach, Vesimchoso. That's a more than Techdusharim. Lefi, that Taish of Techdusharim, I'm speaking for myself, not for anybody else. Bavineseinu HaRabim, we're not in the Yerushalayim group. We don't feel, we're all Mekayim, the mitzvahs. We sit on the floor, we say kinnis, everything. But the hargosha, the tremendous tzar and daiga, how can we survive without the Mikdash? And the tshuka, which they say, what can we do to bring back the Mikdash, because we must have it. We don't have those feelings. I don't have those strong feelings. What can we do to, why is it, and what can we do to be misakin it? So I think under normal circumstances, and I'll explain, there are two reasons. One reason normally is that in order to be able to feel the tzar, to feel a chisaron of anything, you have to feel a chisaron. You cannot be complacent. You cannot be comfortable and assured, reassured in your present matzav. Because if you are, you don't know that you're missing anything. That's the first thing. Here, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did the work for us. This year, Tov Shin Pei, we don't have that problem. What are the things in which a person would be, which would cause a person to be complacent? Financial security. Well, that's history. Financial security. How many economies have gone belly up? How many businesses have closed? How many industries are totally destroyed? Financial security, banks, no one is secure. That the Eibishter already showed, there's no, you can't rely on the financial security. Ashirus and Parnosa, that's not a Siba, and that is not a Siba this year. We see everything changed. Another thing which might cause a person to be comfortable after wealth or other than wealth is the fact that we're in a civilized country. We're in a civilized country where there's intelligent people running the country, and they will take care of it. Any problems which will arise, they will take care of. In America specifically, the great democracy of America, it's always the person, the individual, will always be able to survive because the government and the people are looking out for you, intelligent people, for human rights and freedom. You'll always have someone to fall back on. You'll be secure. The governments all over the world, America, Bereish, followed not so distantly by Israel, have shown themselves to be totally inept. Nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows says things and knows definitively what they're saying is right. This one says Azay, this one says Azay. The right hand acts one way, the left hand acts another way. For a total lack of direction, lack of understanding, and definitely lack of knowledge what exactly to do. The Rabbi Nishalayim left it that there's nothing to be secure about in terms that the government will do anything. And as to the intelligence of the people and human rights, there are no human rights anymore. America today has gone to a situation which borders on anarchy, and if things continue, could chas v'shalom even lead to that. Because there's a new democracy in America. What is it? The person darshaning and demanding democracy believes in the bottom of his heart, everybody is entitled to my opinion. Everybody's entitled to my opinion. If you disagree with what the person says, your treif, your puzzle. It's called cancel culture. To cancel everything. It's bottle and mavutl. It's bottle, Christopher Columbus, bottle and mavutl. This one, bottle and mavutl, bottle and mavutl. And the people who wanted bottle and mavutl, what are they already? Nothing. They have nothing to offer on their own right either. But it's bottle of mevutl. Everything is to be mevatl, the cancel culture. Nothing intelligent, nothing to develop. Take away anybody's individuality, anybody's kayach to be a mensch. They took away the being a mensch of anybody. And the politicians, le'aleinu, they're meant to know better, but they're more concerned with getting elected. They just let it go. So any security that you might have had for any what reason in these places is gone. So complacency is no longer a factor in preventing us from being misabel for the Churban of Yerushalayim properly. That no one will say we're not missing anything. We see a matzav where everybody is totally lost. And it's obvious that no one can do anything in Rak Avinu Shebashamayim, and that's what we have. So what is the other thing that prevents us from being misabel for the Churban of Yerushalayim normally? The other thing, and the more difficult one, is that in order to properly feel the loss of what the Beis HaMikdash was and what the Hashuas HaShchina was before the Shechina was begalus, one has to appreciate the godless. One has to appreciate what that means. You don't appreciate the magnitude of your loss until you understand what it was when you had it. Otherwise, you have no way to shtel tzu, you have no way to connect to it. You have no way to connect to it. I'll give you a mushel. We'll understand a little bit the magnitude of the mile of the Beis HaMikdash and the Hashuas HaShchina, what was there. The Gemara in Brachas, that we learned this month, Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chesel Med Aleph, this kolaisik b'toyru gmilas hasodim u'mispala lim hatzibur malo olav akosuv ki'ilu p'do'ani. You're ki'ilu v'yachol, you're paida de'ebishtem. Taiches de goyen in imre noya. Zele shoynei. Lefi shal gimel dvarim ha'olam oymeid. The world is oymeid on gimel dvarim, al ha'toyra, v'al ha'avoyda, v'al gmilus hasodim. Zok de goyen u'bizman shebeis ha'mikdosh kayem Hayu kol ha-gimel. When the Beis HaMikdash was kayim, all three were there. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. Listen to Agoyev. V'achshav begolus. And now that we're in golus, lo nishar rak echad, shehu Gemilas Chasodim. All that's left is Gemilas Chasodim. V'zeh shekosuv, and avdem shteit, oylam chesed yibone, shein nivne ela al ha-chesed. Why? Ki yamud ha-avodah, Gurbanis Ovadnu. That we understand. And here's the line. V'chein ha-toyra. And the Torah is also lost with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. K'mo she-kosuv, Malka v'sareo ba-goyim ein toyra. And that, Dr. Goyen, is what we say. Achar ha-tfila, she-ibana Beis HaMikdash, b'mehru b'yameinu v'sein chelkeinu b'sareo secha. Ki achshav ha-tfila hi b'mokam avayda. Now that we have no avayda, the tefillah is in the place. U'mispalalim, what are we mispalal? That we should get back the real avodah. And also we say, v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, we should get back the Torah with the binyan Beis HaMikdash. Why? Three words. Lefi shebegolus ein Torah. In golus there's no Torah. There's a level, an oimek, a behirus of the oir of Torah, which is lost in golus. There's Dr. Goyen, and he continues. If you think about it, the Dvarim Mavhilim, the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was destroyed Bizman HaNavim. The Beis HaMikdash HaSheni was destroyed, they went into Golos Bizman HaTanoim. And the Golos Ein Torah, do you understand what that's telling you? We can't even be masig the godless b'teira of our Reb Chaim Brisker, or our Reb Kiveger, a Goyen, a Pnei Yeshua, a Ramo, a Mechaber, Rishoinim, Goyenim, Rabbanan Sfuroi, Amoroim, and all of their Teira is Teira's Golus, on which the Goyen said, "Megolus ain't Teira." All of the Torah, the Goyen's own Torah that the Goyen was writing, that's all a Bechino of Begolos, ain't Torah. Now, we have no Musik, even the door before us, of their godless. To go back to two Dairas, three Dairas, the early Achrayim, the Rishayim, Amoroyim, who can be Masih? And that's all called Begolos, ain't Torah. Do you understand what kind of a level of Torah? What kind of a Behirus? What kind of an oir of Torah that there was when there was no Golos Hashchina b'zman Beis HaMikdash? This yesod of Golos b'Torah, this yesod of Golos b'Torah is also, we can learn it out from a chidah. The chidah in Pnei David, the pasuk in this week's parasha, Hayol Moshe Beiris HaTorah HaZois, he brings from the Zayar Chodosh that the Geula Asida is going to be Bizchus Moshe. And Moshe is going to come. What's going to be his tain, his tviya for the Geula? That Moshe is going to be Tevea Yakra Da'iraisa. He's going to be Tevea, the covenant of Torah. He's going to be Tevea Torah. And that's the remez of Hayil. What's Hayil? Hayil is the ICIs of Eliyahu. Why Eliyahu? Because it's Mavur in the Zayar that Bachris Hayomim, in the door of Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu will come, the Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu will come, and will be Melamed Torah LeYisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu in that version, when it will be Melamed Torah, will still be in Aral Svasayim. And who will be his Meturgamon then? Eliyahu Anovi. Zok dechido v'zehu leimer debischus ha'toyra yiyah ha'geula lihiyoish ha'geula. The geula is going to come b'schus ha'toyra lihiyoish sha'geula ba'avur Moshe Rabbeinu v'hu tova yakra deraisa. What's the taj? Moshe's teveya yakra deraisa. But this goyen, mistama, also mevusas am zayas, we understand it very well. There's a level of Torah that Begolus was gone. Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel that level of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel that level of Torah. They lost that level of Torah. That level of Torah, the ayir that there would have been, the ayir of Torah that there would have been in the world with that ayir of Torah is something which there would have been tremendous kvod shamayim. There would have been no... The kvod Hashem would have been in every corner, you'd be able to see it clearly. And that was lost. That klarkeit of the Hanhoga of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was lost. So Moshe, the mekabel of the Torah, who is mekabel everything, Moshe sees what happens to that Torah after the Churban. That it's now on a lower level. We can't be masig any of the levels, but on a lower level. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Teveya, and Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu is Teveya Yakra Teiraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu is Teveya, covered at the covered for Torah, the covered HaTorah, that it should be the Ironess properly, and it's in that schus of Torah. That schus that is going to be the Geula, and Hoyel is the Isis of Eliyahu. Eliyahu is going to be the Meturgamon who will transmit that Torah. When it comes back, that Clarkite of Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, as Aaron did the first time. It's musagim of what it was that are so great we can't even imagine it. Just to somehow have some musig, like go back to Chaim Oizer, go back a little further, till where it gets beyond your grasp, and then multiply it a million. That's the klarkeit. That's how close the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was. That's how light, that's how emes, that's how sholem everything was bizman HaMikdash. And k'yadua, the kedusha of the Mikdash was the kedusha of Torah, so it's Abba Hotalia. Okay. So we know we have to work on being masig what the churban, to understand what it was to be Bitzar, look how much we lost. That should be easier in this door. Let's see how much we lost and then be misabel. But what happens? What do we do when we're being misabel? And what is the avail? And what is the avelis? Where's the constructiveness of the avelis? I would perhaps preface it maybe with the famous chazal. That kol amisabel Yerushalayim zeicher v'roya b'binyana. Grammatically, lechayre, it would have been more appropriate to say amisabel al Yerushalayim yizke v'yire b'binyana. It's not built right away when you're misabel. What's that? Amisabel Yerushalayim zeicher v'roya b'binyana. So now, Rebbei Lapianin Levi Eliyahu brings b'shem the Ramo. Ramo is a sefer in the Oila. So in Torah Sa'ilah, he quotes a Ramah in Torah Sa'ilah, and he goes as follows. He writes like this: HaRamozal B'sifrei Torah Sa'ilah, this is Rebbei Lapian bringing you down, Mevi Maisa. There was in the time of Nebuchadnezzar a philosopher called Appleton, Aleph Pei Lamed Tes Vav Nun. So there was this. This Avoltan, a philosopher, a Gadol, came to Yerushalayim with Nebuchadnezzar after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. After the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. Alachar Churban Amikdash, Nichnas Lahar Abayis, he came into Har Abayis, the Ro is Yirmiyo Anovi, and he saw Yirmiyo Anovi Boiche Meoid. He was crying uncontrollably. Umeirim Kail Nehi Vikino Al Hachurban. Vayishaloy Appleton Beis Shailas. So Appleton asked Yirmiyo Hanovi two questions. Number one, he asked him, Ato Hachacham Bi Yisrael, you, the wise man of Klal Yisrael, Madua Ata Boiche Al Eitzim Val Avonim. Why are you crying on Eitzim Val Avonim? It's only stones. Number two, second question he asked him, Arei Abayis Kvar Nechrav. The Beis Hamikdash was already destroyed. Ein roi lechocham livkais ala avar. You're crying over spilt milk. So he asked him two questions. The first question, what's the cry about Eitzim Bavonim? The second question, you're crying over spilt milk. So Yirmiyo HaNovi answered him as follows, Veheshev lo Yirmiyo v'amar loy. You are the Chagresa philosoph. So Mistama, you have Tzarechim Godels. Mistama, you have Shverish Islas. At Betur philosoph, Yesh Lechavada, Kamas Fakas philosophios, Asher Adain Loyadata Pisroinam. You must have in your philosophy some Tzarechim Godels. Omar Le Appleton. Appleton tells him, Vada Kein Adover. Absolutely. Vyesh Li Harbes Fakas. Asher choshvani she'ein af echod ba'olam she'ifshetli. I have many, many sveikis, and I don't think that there's anybody in the world who could possibly be poshet from me. She'ifshetli oisam. Amar lo Yirmiyahu, emar li oisam ha'sveikos, v'ani efshetlach. Tell me what are those sveikos, and I will be poshet them for you. V'yoymer lo sveikosav, and so it was. He told them sveik, all of his tzarechim godels, no major effort, no sweat. Poshetly. Appleton was kula yispailas. Appleton nidhamaoid mize. He was nidhamaoid vitomea. He was wondering. Im oimed lefan of yilud isha. She yehei molei chachma rabba kolkach. How could there be? How could a person have amassed? I wouldn't have thought it possible that anyone could have an answer. How could you have amassed such tremendous chokhmah? The answer to his first question before. You ask me why am I being misabel for Eitzim and Avonim? All my chokhmah came from those Eitzim and Avonim. We'll touch that in a minute. All my chokhmah came from those Eitzim and Avonim. And as for your second question, Zokti Yirmiyo, Zachach Mashamati, Kozachach Mashafti Meitzim, Val Sheiloscha Hashnia, Heich, how is it proper for a Chacham Livkais Al Ha'ovar, Loyuchal Anuslacha? That I can't answer you, not because there isn't an answer, but Ki Eincha Mesugal Lahovin Zeis, because you won't understand it. Because you won't understand it. Adkan, Dr. Belia, Adkan, Sipur HaDvarim. And the Sad, the Alter from Belia brings, from the Alter from Kelim, that the Alter of Kelim said, what was Taka, the Tshuva to the second Shaila? He said, the Tshuva to the second Shaila was Poshet. She'ein anu beichim ala ovar, ela ala osid, kisharei dimas leinin alu. We're not crying for what was. We're crying for what we're missing and for what we want back. And that will get it back. Goyeshekop can't understand that. There's a tefillah that you'll get it back. Who and what? Everything has to work. It doesn't. A goy, that he couldn't have endeavored to explain to him. Goy ein yochel lehovin. And the altar took from this oid yesh lizbayna en mikan goydel kedushas nishmas Yisrael shadover kozeh, that the hedyot and klal Yisrael understands it bepashtas, the goy wouldn't be mesugal for his life to understand. Okay, please on. I'd like to touch up the Maisa a little bit, maybe a drop different than the altar from Kelm. Similar in a certain sense, but a drop different. I don't think that when he told him that the first thing, why am I misabel for Eitzim Va'avonim, it's because I got my Chochma from them. I don't think he literally meant that Chlapi Atzvoy, that was the real reason either. Because we know that they said Legabi de Churban, Kila Chamosay ala Eitzim Va'ala Avonim. The Avelis is not for the stones. The Avelis is not for the Eitzim. The Chachma didn't come from the stones. The Chachma didn't come from the Eitzim. The Chachma came from the Shechina. The Chachma came from the Kedusha. The Chachma came from the Rabbi Nishalel. Just again, but to tell it to a guy in the Nusach, I'm misabel for the Kedusha that was then, the guy has no musik of Kedusha. And the guy has no musik of Kedusha because the guy, there's nothing else other than what your intelligence can fathom. You can be a very tifa philosopher, but what your intelligence can fathom, that's what you know. The idea of something beyond man, which dafka you can't explain because you have no, it's so above that you have no kesher of it, that thing b'chlal yev no shayest. But listen, this Yirmiyahu Anovi showed himself by answering all of that. That was why he was Magdim. He showed himself by these questions that my Chochmah is impeccable. All of your Tzorachim and Golos that you wouldn't have believed possible by a human being to be able to answer, here I answer them all Klachayad. So when I talk, you'll listen. Right? But Afalpi can't understand that there's a realm of Ruchnias beyond human understanding that he won't accept. But if the holy Yirmiyahu, who was able to answer all these shailas, said there wasn't this world, magic stones and wood that imparted Chochmah, okay, could be. That the guy could be Mekabel. So he phrased it in terms of the Eitzim Va'avonim to make it palatable for Appleton to understand. But the Maisa, it's not true. The Maisa, it's from the Kedusha, it's from the Rabbi Nishalayim. Ki Hashem Yitem Chachma, Mipiv Dasim Tvun, and that's where it came from. Not from Eitzim, not from Avon. But here's the difference. That Al Kolpanim, he was able to be Toilet to Eitzim and Avonim and have an answer. The second question, there was nothing to be Toilet on, no way to materialize it for him. What's the second question? It's history, it's over. How are you going to tell him it's not over, that we have a kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing it for us, for our good, and it's going to come? You can't, the goyot can shaychus to that. That even, you can't even be tailed ala etzev ala avonim to make it palatable for the goy. Here he had nothing to say. This question, that question he wasn't able to answer. That question he wasn't able to be answered at all. The first one he could be misyachus to and put it in a physical form that he should understand. The second one is no way. The Bechi is not on the Eitzim Vavonim that aren't here. The Bechi is on the Kedusha, on the Ein Torah B'Yisrael after the Churban, on the Oyer of the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is beyond the scope of human comprehension Be'etzim until the Eivishter decides to let us understand it. That, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no shaykhs to that. The Tshuka to Kedusha, which is our Avelis, the point of his kina and bechi for the Beis HaMikdash, that's something to which he has no shaykhs. This tshuka to the Taich. So what are we being misabel? What are we connecting to? That means I have a tshuka aza for Kedusha. That's what it amounts to. I have a tshuka aza for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for Kedusha, and the Oyer of Torah, the Gilui of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the form of the Oyer of Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu was Tova El Baina, that's what's going to bring the Geula, that's what we're attaching to. When you, the Tshuka is not just an emotion that you feel bad, Vizel. Tshuka means you are, I used it in a positive way, obsessed. You can't live without it. You feel them like you're missing a part of you. You have to have it back. Someone who is so connected to the Beis Hamikdash, so connected to the Ruchnis of the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash Begoli was destroyed. Right? It's Hester Ponim. But Behester, meaning, again, it's something we don't understand clearly, but on a Ruchnis level, if you transcend the physical Hakbalot, the symptom of the world where we are, on a higher level, there is a Beis Hamikdash, and there is the Kedusha to which we can ascend and be Dovuk in. Somebody who is so obsessed, so connected to the Beis Hamikdash, that you have this unbelievable Tshuka for Kedusha, Tshuka for the Beis Hamikdash, Tshuka for the Oyer of Torah, that you push it in Bitzar without it, and you're dying without it, was wird sein mit mir if I don't have it? Chazal tell us, you now are connected, you have transcended here. Here you see a churban, you are connected to what the essence of the Beis HaMikdash was. On a ruchniistic level, you are connected to the Beis HaMikdash. That kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim, zoyche v'roye b'binyonah. Yet now you already, you're Zoyche V'Roye, you are in a Re'iyah Pnimius. You were Zoyche, Zoyche in terms of being Zoyche too, and Zoyche in terms of Lezakos, to be clean. You are now on a level where you are devoid of anything other than the Beis HaMikdash in you. That's already Zoyche V'Roye V'Binyone. Now you're connected to that Beis HaMikdash, which Omnam is not here Begoli, but it is best. Shabbos of Chazoyin. So the Avodah is Re'iyah, and that's on many levels, on many levels. The most simple of which is Shmiras Einayim, that person's Re'iyah should be Tahira. In these days, it's an Avodah like never before. Wherever you turn, things you shouldn't see, on devices, things we shouldn't see, person has to really be nizir shmir seinayim. That's one tikkun of chazoyin, a tikkun of riya. On the next level of riya, shmira on ayin taiva. Your ayin taiva. You have to have an ayin taiva. The yisayin of bein adam lechaveiro. That's another ayin that we have to be shomer. The chazoyin, the sight of our einayim to be an ayin taiva. The chiddush harim writes in likutei harim they bring v'yesh li yageya atzmoi. A person should knock himself out in these days, biyomim halalu, liftoir misinas chinam, to be potter from sinas chinam, which, as we all know, is one of the causes of the churban. V'zeu mashe, what is sinas chinam? Listen how he defines it. V'zeu mashe einoi ro'o ba'acherim. Einoi ro'o ba'acherim means doesn't forgive somebody. His ayin ro'o. And he says, Dvarim chamurim ad moed, v'afilu ze she'ein lo'y ayin toiva al kol echad. Even somebody who just doesn't have an ayin toiva, he doesn't have an ro, just he's not particular ayin toiva, zeu sinas chinam, that's already sinas chinam, v'ze hoyo machriv es abayis. And he ends, v'toiv ayin yivoyrach, u'beze yivne abayis. So that's the second thing. And then there's a third re'iyah, which is the Re'iyah we spoke about. The Re'iyah means the Chazoyin, the vision of what the world is supposed to be. Look at the world, see that the world is now is as much what it's not supposed to be as could be. It's how much we're missing. The Tsar and the Daiga, how much are we missing? How upside down is the world? How much Chayshech are we in the world? The Tshuka for the Oyer, that to understand. Look at the world, read the map properly. Look at the world and see what matzav it's in, and see that all we have is Avinu Shabashamayim. See that we have to have tshuka. We have that we can't live without meitzar v'doyei because the Eibishter is not here, because we don't have that klarkeit. If we can imbue that in ourselves, to have that klarkeit, the tshuka for that klarkeit, we will become dovuk in that klarkeit, and be'ezras Hashem b'zeiche. Lira is bebinyana in the terms of Zeichev Roy bebinyana of Kalam is Abel, and Amir Tzashem, in even in this world, bebinyan Beis Hamikdash from Heiru v'Yameinu Amen. Shabbos.